Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
The platinum microphones are on.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
I'll say this. I don't know what kind of day it's going to be.
Okay.
But I do know one member of the K92 Morning Thang has pantyhose on their head.
Pantyhose on your head? It was a little inside joke.
Yeah. Yes.
It looks like you have pantyhose on your head, Monica Brooks.
It's a hair wrap.
It's a hair wrap.
Yes, and I made it into a little bow.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it is.
Yep, Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. Monica has this sort of hair wrap thing going on.
A little bow.
It looks nice.
It's just a playful little thing.
She's Minnie a Mouse. Present. She's like a gift today.
Yes, that's what it is.
That's what it is.
And, have fun with it.
They look like pantyhose, though. Are they not?
They are not pantyhose. It's just a long hair wrap.
Okay. Yeah. So it is specifically designed for the thing that you're doing right there. Because I never rule out, Antoine, Monica has many side hustles.
Right.
Little side businesses, little weird things she's got going on. All of them have some waft of shadiness to them because she never really gives you the details of any of them.
Oh.
So I was not sure if maybe you had picked up bank robbing. And that's what you had done on your way to work today.
Robber today.
Sure.
Set it off.
Dressed in my black.
Yeah. And
came in like Rambo last, was it, earlier this week?
Oh, yeah. Monica was Rambo.
I went in the bathroom. Yeah. I looked at myself and I said, a little Rambo-ish. Whatever.
She had some sort of headband on that did look like Sylvester Stallone in Rambo.
In Rambo,
like I was
yep.
ready for an action movie.
Right.
She was ready.
She was going to meet the Beast.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yep. Well, Zach ruined the Beast.
I ruined the Beast.
Yeah,
Monica, we were talking about weird crushes yesterday. Because Monica has this thing for creatures, is what it is.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, I like the Predator, Optimus Prime, same voice.
Stuff like that. And it's not the person, not the human, not the actor, none of those things. It's the actual machine, the Beast, the creature.
Yeah.
And the new one is James McAvoy, I guess, in Glass and Split, the other movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's some tweaking meth head.
Well, you said that. I'm like, you just ruined him.
Well, that's what he looked like. And he looked very sweaty and uncomfortably. His face was red, which, again, is sort of
when... You are just destroying all of his sex appeal as the Beast.
When some guy in a wife beater's had too many drinks and he's just roaming around. Like, that's what he looked like.
So good now.
I'm sorry.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It's always scary when you hear a noise in your house.
Yes.
Yes.
And you think you're freaking out. Like, is someone in here? Is there an animal in here? What's going on?
Yep. Is there a man?
What's
is there
going on?
A gang of thieves?
Well, it happened to a woman in Oregon. She called 911, said there's someone in my bathroom.
Okay. Here's the 911 call. I think maybe she made her husband call 911, I think, because it's...
I think there's an intruder in one of the bathrooms.
Are you inside as well?
Yes. But the bathroom door is locked. We see a shadow moving around.
Any idea who that may be?
No.
Have you tried knocking on the door?
Yes. No response.
No response. No response. There's just noises in the bathroom, Antoine.
And he's very calm, by the way.
Strange noises.
Yeah. In the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... their
Roomba. Yes. The Roomba.
The Roomba.
Doing his job. That's all. But and you can hear in the guy's voice that he's very calm. He's like, okay.
I'm guessing they didn't think it was an intruder. I'm guessing they thought it was maybe like a raccoon or something like that.
Yeah, but still.
But why was the bathroom door locked, which would cause concern? But then it was the Roomba.
Or did she set it up to clean up the bathroom and just shut the door and forgot?
Well, that's the thing. So I have a Roomba and... First, when you got it, I scheduled just to test it out. Got it on Wednesday. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to test this out. Scheduled it and forgot to unschedule it. So there were times on Wednesday at 6:14, I'd be like downstairs. And then 6:15, all of a sudden, I hear something upstairs.
Yeah, that's freaky.
And it's the Roomba. But when I'm actually using it, sometimes I close the door to keep it. That's exactly what it sounds like, Zach.
Antoine,
to keep it in the room.
But it will startle you.
It will,
know.
Sure. And as we all know, they are the start of the robot revolution, the Roomba.
Mm-hmm. They spy.
Yeah, they're the spies. Monica and I know this for fact that we've created. The Roomba is, that's how it's going to all start.
You.
Yeah, when the robots take over, because the Roomba is the one you least suspect. And the Roomba is the one that's mapping you out. it's watching you
yep,
more than any other robot. It sits there. I mean, Antoine, you've seen Star Wars movies, right?
Yes, I have.
Every time they're in, you know, the Death Star,
uh-huh.
there's those little Roomba-looking things that are running around that always spy on everybody. Mm-hmm.
So that's what this is.
That's the Roomba.
Then we used to have people stop by the house and say, so how many people are in your household and all that stuff?
Uh-huh.
They went away because now they can spy.
Right, because the Roomba knows.
And Roomba, yeah.
Yep, the Roomba goes.
One thing I did think about, yes. if somebody uh-huh. hacked the Roomba, they have a layout, complete layout
yes,
of your house.
Yep.
I did think about that.
And they will then take control of your Roomba and unknowingly to you, get all your dust.
Oh, watch
out. Oh, yes. No. You will come home and be like, where is my dirt? Stolen by hackers.
Oh,
Thursday, you're fine. You're almost Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You're not quite.
Second best.
Well, the weather's been great, though.
It has. But Monica and I were equally cranky about the fact that it was super nice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, have a bunch of rain in the forecast.
I know.
Boom!
Yeah.
Boom crap!
Yeah. But enjoy the day.
We will clear that out for whatchamadingle there, fork you. Uh-huh. So none of that tomorrow. I guarantee it's going to happen anyway.
Fork you for raining on a Friday.
Yep.
But yeah, too bad.
Yep.
Wipe it away. You know, fork you for the fact that I didn't realize this. How is it, Monica, I've gone my entire life, and even this year with my birthday, which was Tuesday, April 9th, I find out yesterday after the fact. Do you know what April 9th is?
What?
It is a huge milestone day.
It's caller Shannon's birthday.
Caller Shannon's birthday.
That's right.
From Pulaski.
Right.
That was slightly lower down on the list. And Kristen Stewart's birthday, of course.
Peace
my
too.
Wife, very excited about that. No.
What?
National Gin and Tonic Day.
How'd you miss that?
You didn't know that?
But I imagine you celebrated, didn't you?
When did you find out?
I didn't even know.
You didn't even know you were celebrating.
Yep.
Okay. You share a birthday with gin.
I can't believe I share.
And tonic.
I share a birthday with gin. And a tonic just comes along for the ride. It's like Thursday. It's not quite Friday. but how did I know that?
Yeah, that's exciting for you.
I know, but I'm mad. I mean, we should have made a bigger
should've
deal
went harder.
Out of it. I know.
And I could have used gin
as an excuse that it's the day.
Yeah, it's like not neighbor gin. This is where gin.
Yes. So fitting for anyone to have it be National Gin and Tonic Day.
Uh-huh.
That would be me. What do you got going on? 52353. You can always text in. We have a brand new birthday scam today where the dude straight up has no idea he's on a birthday scam by the end of this thing. You're on the radio right now. This is a prank phone call.
I'm on the radio right now. You don't even have a radio. You want me to repair your radio?
I don't need a radio. I am the radio.
You're just going to try to trick me into making a radio for
Jason,
repairing your radio by
slow down.
I'm going to be on the radio. That's kind of crazy.
No, Jason, you're on the radio. You're on.
You want me to pay your mortgage too and your taxes? This is crazy.
Can you imagine if you got his order wrong?
Oh.
God, I'm like, dude, just make him another sandwich.
You didn't bring the other thing. Okay, we get it.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't need funny. To know. Yes, so that's at 7:15. We'll go ahead. It's the Dumb Doghouse here on the K92 morning thing. We're going to get into Monica's birthday celebrations here shortly because hers is on the way, and she's got all sorts of weird demands and plans and things going down. Yesterday, this poor woman... Dirty little secret. She called to confess.
She messed up.
Did a little something with her sister's wedding dress. Though in her defense, she warned her sister right off the bat.
So I'm like actually really freaking out, you guys. I need like a good seamstress or something because I ripped her wedding dress. I know. I told her not to give me a lot of responsibility because it's me.
I warned you. I warned you against giving me
things. I'll give her a point for
She's
that.
She's already placed the blame on her sister, though.
Okay. Now,
I mean,
so you ripped the wedding dress. This is not your dress in the wedding. This is the wedding dress.
No, it's my sister's wedding dress. So I went to go pick it up. Like, she asked me to do it. It was fine. I was already running errands. I picked it up, and it was really beautiful. So I was like, well, I decided to try it on. And
that's bad. That might be worse.
Oh, did she put it on?
Yes.
It's probably some kind of
I put it on,
rule.
And I couldn't zip it, and I, like, stepped on it, and I ripped the zipper, and I just, this happened, like, 2 days ago, and I'm dying. Like, she's gonna kill me.
Now, in her defense, and this is a very flimsy defense.
Okay, I want to hear this one.
She told her sister not to give her responsibility.
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
It's not safe even at the gym anymore. We'll explain in a second. Also, I believe Monica is either part of some sort of unusual possible crime spree or prank spree. I don't even know what it is, or you've inspired it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You made a remark. You were just trying to be funny the other day.
What did she do?
And now there's something going on in Jackson, Mississippi.
Oh, really?
Okay. Zach Jackson, Mississippi. That's right. First, Facebook has promised that their AI is going to do a lot better job. No longer are you going to suggest dead friends be invited to your parties.
Oh.
So sad.
It is sad.
Yes. They say they're going to use AI to stop suggesting you invite your dead friends to events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we were talking about it earlier. That is some of the worst things about Facebook is its suggestions for stuff. People you may know, bad.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or people you may want to invite to ... event.
Uh-huh.
So now your grandma, who RIP'd, but you still have her Facebook page.
It really does dampen the mood.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh gosh, I'm going to start crying here.
Oh, I know.
Facebook, what are you doing?
There are a couple of years I had to finally just go in and take it out because I would use ProFlowers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set little reminders in there. You know, you put people's birthdays in and information.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And ProFlowers for a couple of years, don't forget to send Aunt Sally some flowers for her birthday.
Oh,
like, yeah, and Sally's,
why you gotta do that?
I know, no longer with us. And you really don't want to do it at the time because you're very womp-womp as it is. And then you forget.
And then next year.
Yep. There it is again. So, yes, they promised that now because they have the tributes accounts, if someone is gone, and that's what they want you to do. They want you to convert it from a regular page to a tribute page.
Interesting. Yeah.
So they will stop saying, hey, Antoine, don't you want to invite your great-grandma to your birthday party?
Oh, I know.
There is that.
Dorothy.
It's not safe anywhere to exercise. Anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. We're in the gym?
Yeah, the gym's
a
safe place.
You're indoors.
Samantha in Troutville was very interested to hear this story about the treadmill because her husband hates her running outside because he's afraid that she will get hit by a car.
Uh-huh.
And she wants this as her rebuttal.
He said, tell me the story, please.
Here's the story.
There it is, a red Mercedes SUV. Cameras captured it from every angle. 67-year-old Samuel Kivosh, a retired teacher, was thrown to the ground, covered in broken glass. He still can't get over how close he came to death.
I got thrown back, and I could see the treadmill coming at me, and I was afraid of being crushed, and I rolled to the side. And I think that's what saved me.
Yep. He was on the treadmill at the gym, and some woman crashed through the window of the gym.
Goodness.
Right into him.
Whoa.
Yeah. Workout's over.
Yeah, I know. That's over, yeah.
Yeah, done. That's really what we can all come together and agree on, whether you're running inside or outside. Exercise stinks, man.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Dang, and poor Samuel.
I know, poor Samuel.
He works out a lot.
Okay, Monica Brooks, you thought you were being funny the other day, and now we have reports out of Jackson, Mississippi. People are finding, it's a mystery. They don't know what's going on. They are finding mysterious, all throughout the neighborhood, mysterious bowls of mashed potatoes. Yes, that's right. Bowls of mashed potatoes. Yes, you did start it.
You do reference mashed potatoes pretty often.
The other day, in Let's Be Honest, we had a guy call in that found out one of his coworkers was secretly dating his ex-wife.
Yeah.
And Monica made this remark, this suggestion of what he should do with the two of them.
Schedule a meeting with a big bowl of mashed potatoes on the table.
Mashed potatoes? Is that to eat or throw?
So someone's been having mashed potatoes. No, I'm just like, don't do that. Don't do that now.
Monica, you're done.
Well, I know. So now I do believe that guy is roaming around some neighborhood in Mississippi just putting bowls of mashed potatoes all over the place.
We're going to talk.
We're going to meet.
He's just trying to find him now so he can powwow about the entire situation. Yeah, Monica. So they're hoping it's just some sort of random prank, but other people are, of course,
like,
worried.
What does it mean?
Well, they're worried that maybe they're poisoning these things of mashed potatoes and they don't know what the heck is going on. But yeah, there's just random bowls of mashed potatoes, mailboxes on their cars and just in the front yard.
Weird.
Yeah. Monica, shame on you.
And marking all of them for death is what these potatoes are doing.
That's where the meeting's located.
Yeah, at the mailbox.
Look out. It's almost here.
Happy birthday, sister friend, Monica Brooks. This is your life.
Hey. Yep.
And that's really what it is. She's declaring it a birthday life.
Birthday life.
I know. It started as a birthday when I first met her. Then I heard it was a week. And now it's all of April. And then
it's a birthday birthday season. You said someone said birthday season.
Yeah, it was actually a very good friend of yours, Monica. So that's probably going to rub off on you next. You're going to declare all of spring.
Yay!
The official Monica Brooks season.
Hey, I love a celebration. I don't care if it's some a friend's birthday and they want to celebrate. I'm like, I'm here for it. Let's do it.
But there are people.
Live it up.
Lots of people make all sorts of, there's rules, there's demands, yeah, there's requirements for their birthday.
Uh-huh.
And like we have, where is it? Renee in Elliston.
What
she's
up,
22.
Renee?
She wears a tiara on her birthday
do
every
it.
Year.
Yes, girl. Go ahead and do it.
If that's what you feel,
uh-huh,
it's your day. Rock it out.
It's your birthday.
Another person, Christina in Botetourt, that declares the birthday month.
Uh-huh.
And she is turning the big 4-0 on April 24th, which is...
Oh, we share a birthday.
Well, one of Monica's birthdays. Monica has several birthdays.
That's the government's fault. I tried to clear that up.
A likely story. It's actually, you know what, Antoine? It's part of the reason I'm okay with the fact that Monica has a birthday month that she declares, because we don't entirely know when her birthday is. So we just have to lay across all of April.
I don't know how it got twisted, though, but I tried to fix it. Yeah, so April the 24th and 29th, but 24th. Is the day that I declare my birthday.
So what is your thing this year? The birthday outfit?
I think a lot of folks have the birthday outfit. Like, it's an outfit you may lay out and you say it's a special outfit. It's really dressy or
and
whatever.
You,
but,
and you go out. You go out, out in an outfit, right? You're not just putting it on, taking a picture and taking it off.
Well, you can do that too.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can. If it's your birthday, it's your birthday outfit. Because I have a bathing suit. Because I don't wear shorts. Or really any
no,
kind
Monica
of
does not. She never
swimsuit.
Wears shorts.
No, and I actually put shorts on one day and walked around in public. Can you believe it? Yeah, I know.
No, you it's go, girl.
It's been years. Like, it's something I'm short, and I have thick thighs.
Yeah.
So, Monica when I wear shorts, it's too short.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not the right look for you,
no,
for your body
not.
Type. I agree, because, Antoine, what happens with her if she wears shorts? It's one of two things. She wears shorts that have a little bit of length to them. And again, because she has, you're a short torsoed individual,
yeah,
and she's got a booty. So if she wears slightly longer shorts, she looks like some sort of doofus skater punk from an Avril Lavigne video.
Because that's right.
The shorts are too big and baggy. But if she wears smaller shorts, they are directly up her crack.
Like it's like a rap video or something. Like, yeah. It's not flattering. It's uncomfortable for me too.
Mm-hmm. So you have an outfit. You've already picked out one this year?
I have.
And what is this outfit, and where are you wearing this outfit
too? There's actually two. There's one outfit that's a pants. You did see the pants.
A pants?
Oh, okay.
Yes,
a pants.
I ordered some pants.
There's a pant.
I ordered some cute pants.
Oh, yeah, you showed those to me.
And some heels and stuff. But then I also have a swimsuit. That's just like for Instagram. Just take like, because I've been working on
my
weight.
Oh, my God, you have an Instagram birthday outfit.
Why not? Why not, though?
Well, I suppose if you have no shame, why not? You're right. Why not?
Because I've been working out a lot, and I've been trying to really focus on my diet, and I set a goal for myself of 10 pounds by my birthday.
Okay.
Yes.
Which, so if I feel good, so put that birthday suit. Put not birthday suit on.
The birthday suit.
But put the swimsuit
escalated.
On.
Escalated.
Birthday got interesting all of a sudden.
And you already have this bathing suit.
Yeah, I'm ordering it.
You're about to buy an outfit just to take a picture in.
But I hopefully I'll wear it this summer. That's the plan too.
Maybe, but you don't know. She's actually
know how to swim.
She is buying an outfit. I know you don't know
I
how to swim.
I don't know how to swim, but I like the beach.
You're buying an outfit specifically to take a picture for your birthday for Instagram
that you may wear again. You may not. You're fine with that.
I will wear it again to the beach. I don't know how to swim, but I like the beach.
It's like a bridesmaid dress.
Yeah, and you know what? I would ride you more for doing this, but the fact that I put together bowls of food just to take a picture of them and then I make my own bowl
it's
of food afterwards. Yeah, it
it's
is.
The same
yeah,
thing.
It is. So you're the bowl of food.
So
that's
follow
all.
Us on Instagram. Yep. Monica Brooks 13.
Uh-huh.
Was it K92 Zach?
Yep.
And
we
K92
have
Antoine.
No shame whatsoever.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
I'm going to show you a picture of history.
Okay.
This is history that has been made. Do you know what this picture is? And just a simple yes or no to start. So don't say it out loud. Just say, Antoine, do you know what this is?
I do not.
Monica, do you know what this is?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do know what this is? Okay.
I have no clue what that is.
Antoine, what do you think this is? This picture I am showing you, it is a black background. There is some sort of weird orange-looking Cheerio in the middle.
I would, like a lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, some kind of eclipse.
You are sort of in the neighborhood. Monica Brooks, what is that?
It's a black hole.
It is the black hole.
Yes.
Yeah, nerds were making a big deal out of this yesterday.
Uh-huh. It's powerful.
The story behind it is interesting. But then, of course, the picture is... It looks like a fuzzy campfire, sort of.
Yeah,
it said it's so strong, you can't... light can't get through? Like the abyss.
Of a black hole?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the first time they have ever basically shown a picture of a black hole.
Yeah.
And what they had to do was they had to take all of these, all the gigantic telescopes on Earth, basically, and point them all at the same spot at the same time, because we needed a telescope the size of Earth. It said the data that went into creating this was the equivalent of 40,000 people's selfies for their entire life. So you take all the selfies from your life, and that's including Monica, who takes about 40,000 a day.
A day.
Oh, and 40,000 different people coming together and adding all of that up for your entire life. That's how much data power it took to put this whole thing together. And, you know, it's, it gets all astronomy-ish with light here and this, that, and the other thing. But the nerds are very excited.
It's something that reveals to you something that you didn't know before. And it scares you a little bit. An image of a black hole captures visually a one-way exit from our universe. Mm-hmm. We think about monsters, they're under our bed, or, you know, they're in caves. And when you see something like this, you realize that there are really monsters out there.
Yeah, I mean, because we can't get sucked into a black hole, can we?
Well, they're very far away at this
point.
I
know, yeah, but there's a possibility.
You could if you were closer to one. Mm-hmm. In theory, we don't really know. But in the meantime, you're
like,
cool. You're safe.
Can we get sucked into the black hole?
Oh, here we go already.
Number two.
Yeah, I get it. I know what it is. This is a very big weekend for Monica Brooks.
Okay.
Other people, you could win a year's supply of free beer from this weekend.
Oh.
How?
Well, I'll explain all of that as I get Monica
ready. I need information.
This is her favorite music in the whole world. The Masters. Monica Brooks loves golf. Loves it so much.
But it is very pretty and nice to look at. You know?
Yeah, here it is. It's relaxing.
Welcome back to another day at the Masters.
Yes.
You're getting sleepy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very sleepy.
Yeah.
It's all right. So just relax. We'll be here to recap.
Get sucked in the black hole.
When you wake up from your nap at the Masters on CBS.
Yeah, I have good news and bad news. You could win a year's worth of beer. And this company is giving away a year's worth of beer for every birdie that happens at the Masters. And last year that happened 234 times.
All right.
So, you know, this is 234 possibilities that people are going to get free beer. Now, the bad news is it's Natty Light. So there's that.
So it's water-ish.
But it's free.
And
it's free for a year.
Beer.
So you got to go, you got to tweet hashtag birdie light and tweet hashtag sweepstakes. And then you'll be entered in the running for your free beer.
Number one.
Game of Thrones
returns.
You're a big fan.
My body is ready for this.
Okay. And are you someone who has been part of this since the start, or did you join in later on?
I jumped in late, but I caught up like within 3 weeks, but I jumped in late.
So you binge watch. I'll give you some Game of Thrones because I know it gets people excited that like
goosebumps.
This.
Yeah. Is this the last season?
Yes.
It is.
Okay.
This is the end of the end. And creators say the answer is hidden to the end of Game of Thrones. It's right there in front of your face.
Where's it hidden at?
Just like the secret sound. They have created a playlist of music on Spotify, the creators of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
In honor of the return of Game of Thrones on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the answer to the ending is 100% hidden in the playlist choices.
Oh.
Well, I know what I'm doing the rest of my day.
Some of the songs in there, Sleep Now in the Fire by Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, so John, Daenerys, okay.
Yep. Led Zeppelin, The End. Kanye West, Power.
Huh.
Cage the Elephant, Cold, Cold, Cold.
Winter's Coming.
Lots of songs about war being thrown in there as well.
Battle of the Bastards.
And this article speculates that the song that means the most of anything is a song by a band called Queens of the Stone Age. The name of that song, no one knows. Yeah, that's kind of their theory is. You're not going to really know what it's just going to be bad. Like, everyone's going to die and have no answer. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you right now. Most everyone's gone, so you think. But is anyone ever really gone in universes like this?
Don't do that to
me. Oh, they're going to yank you chain just like the Avengers.
Woo.
The dead, then they're not, then they're back, then they are, then they reboot, then they prequel, then they sequel, and the next thing you know, you're trapped in the land of the Walking Dead.
This is Antoine's secret sound right here. You've got to have to study.
K92. Scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
This scam request comes from Erin, and she says, Zach, I'd love to prank my husband Jason for his birthday. he's a guy who is willing to help out just about anybody who asks. So I figured you could take advantage of his generosity.
Sure.
I hope you can get him good, but thanks for trying no matter what. Here we are, the K92 Morning Thing, birthday scam, the dumb doghouse.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jason?
Yeah, it is. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Martin. We haven't met yet, but I just moved into the neighborhood right down the block from you in that house with the green shutters.
Okay, yeah, I saw you guys coming in. I thought you guys were fixing it up, but you moved in. It's great. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Thank you.
So is there something I could do for you?
Well, I ran into your wife, Erin, last week when I was out walking my dog. And she was very, very nice. And she said, Martin, if you need help with anything, just give us a call. So here I am.
Yeah, that's my wife for you. I'm happy to help.
Great, because I want to build a doghouse for my backyard, but a bunch of my stuff is still in storage from the move.
I understand. So what can I do?
Well, this is going to sound a little silly, but with all of the moving, I can't find my hammer. Could I just borrow a hammer from you?
Sure, that's no problem. I have a few hammers lying around.
Okay, cool. That'd be great. So if you have a hammer, maybe you have some nails, too, because I don't have any nails.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess I would have nails. I have to look at my workbench to see what I have.
That's great. Hopefully you have a lot of nails, because I don't know how many nails it's going to take, but I'm guessing it's going to be a lot of nails.
I have some.
Thank you, neighbor. I appreciate it. This is going to be a great doghouse.
Okay, great. Maybe you could stop by tonight, get the hammer, and I'll see what I have for nails.
That's fantastic. You must be kind of a handyman, right?
I would like to think so.
Well, let me ask you this then. Do you happen to have a circular saw? Because these instructions say I'm going to need a circular saw to cut the wood for the doghouse, and I don't have one.
Yeah, I do, but...
Oh, that's great. Your wife said you'd be happy to help, and I really appreciate it. So I can use your saw, fantastic, and I've got the hammer and the nails. So really, the only other thing is wood. How are you fixed for wood? Because I'm looking for a 4x8 sheet of plywood to start. Do you have that?
Wait a minute. Wow. I'm happy to let you use a hammer, but I don't know about all this other stuff.
Oh, you know what? I get it. I completely understand. You don't want to be lending stuff out, and you don't know when it's going to come back. I understand that.
Yeah. I like to help.
Of course, but you don't know me, and you don't want me taking your saw and your wood and stuff, right?
Yeah.
So I have an idea then. Why don't we build the doghouse at your place? Because you have that garage, right?
Yeah, I have a garage.
Perfect. This way, you don't have to lend out any of your tools and worry about them coming back. We'll keep everything in your garage.
No. I don't know if that's...
So how about this Saturday? Does that work for you? I could come over, and as long as you've got all the stuff ready, we could just knock this thing out in no time.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Slow down.
Okay.
I would like to help you out.
And I really appreciate that, because Erin said I could count on you. She's anything you need, Martin. She says anything at all, just call Jason, and he'd be happy to help. And I really, really appreciate that, because, you know, your wife Erin is right. You are a really, really good person.
Well, I'm trying to be a good person, but hold on a minute. I mean, I'd like to help you, but you want to build a doghouse, but you don't have any of the tools or supplies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're going to just ask me to build the whole thing myself.
You would do that? That is fantastic. Thank you.
No, Martin, I'm not going to do
that. So just bang it out on Saturday, and I'll be by on Sunday morning to pick it up. Thank you, neighbor.
No. Listen to me. I'll be happy to help you out.
And I am happy to take that help, so thank you.
Aww. No, sir, I'm not going to build a doghouse for you. I don't even know you.
Well, that doesn't sound very neighborly.
Well, neither does asking a complete stranger to build a doghouse for you for free.
Okay, fine, never mind. What about radio repair? Do you do radio repair?
What? No.
Well, then you're not going to be able to hear yourself on K92 because you're on right now on a birthday scam. Hi.
I'm not repairing your radio.
No, no, it's fine.
Myself.
I don't need you to.
Repair your radio so I can hear myself. That makes no sense.
Jason, you're on a birthday scam right now. It's Zach from K92. Hi, Jason.
Yeah.
You're on the radio right now. This is a prank
I'm
phone call.
I'm on the radio right now. You don't even have a radio. You want me to repair your radio?
I don't need a radio. I am the radio.
You just going to try to trick me into making a radio for
Jason,
you,
Jason.
Repairing your radio by
slow down.
Me I'm going to be on the radio. That's kind of crazy.
No, Jason, like, you're on the radio. You're on.
You want me to pay your mortgage too and your taxes? This is crazy.
Jason, this is from.
Crazy. What the hell do you get off calling me? I'm going to talk to my wife about this.
This is from your wife. Yes, yes. This is a birthday scam from your wife.
I'm not taking this anymore. Get off my phone. Bye.
Jason?
It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang. The K92 Morning Thangs. Ghost Hunters.
Oh, you know, communication.
It's important.
No,
I was saying
it's annoying. That's what I was going to say.
Well, it is key to every relationship, friendships, relationships,
yeah.
It's
all
key
that.
To everything that's uh-huh. productive.
Right.
I guess that's why so
that's
many
exactly
things
right.
fail, right? Poor communication.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Antoine comes from a communication background.
Yes.
It's one of the main reasons we hired you. I'm serious. It's one of the main reasons I hired you because I suck at communication, and I knew I needed someone who was better.
Okay, well, there you go. I'll take it. I'll take whatever compliment. I think that was a compliment.
We needed an Antoine.
Right, we did. So then that's everything is growing out of the Antoine being here. Now we start this thing. It's called Ghost Hunters. It involves communication.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fixing lack of communication with some sort of answers. So you get ghosted. It happens all the time.
Yep.
People are hitting up Monica left and right since we started doing this, saying, I got ghosted. I want answers.
Bring it on. You know, if you have anything going on in life and you're just like, hey, I really want advice from listeners or from the thing,
mm-hmm.
reach out.
So we say good morning to Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan said, I got ghosted. I want answers. Yes?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, cool. So I have great news, Ryan. We are going to get you answers because we're going to just get your backstory. And then we have reached out to Emma.
Mm-hmm.
And she has agreed to come on with us and explain what happened. And Monica says she agreed. We'll have a whole powwow. We'll powwow.
We'll powwow. We'll have a powwow.
So they're going to talk to each other at some point, possibly?
Yeah, she agreed.
I mean, I guess if that's
she
cool.
She said she was all right.
You cool with that, Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So fill everybody in so we can get the story first, and then we'll get her on here and you guys can talk. So lay it out for everyone.
Okay. So, well, I met Emma through Facebook, actually.
Okay. I've heard of
she
that.
She commented on a friend's post, and I clicked on her profile and sent her a friend request and asked her out.
Wait, so you really, that's how it all started. Friend of a friend, she commented on a post. She said, oh, this person looks cute.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Bold.
Have you ever just seen a comment and you're like, who said that? And then you click them, you're like, oh, and you just kind of go through their profile, not seeing it. You never done that?
Nope.
I've done that before, so I get it.
I do it all the time. I'll completely admit it.
Right. Never done
okay,
it.
Okay, so Ryan, I mean, that's kind of cool. That's and again, I've been out of the dating game for so long, but this is a thing where, sure, if I was single, why the heck not, right?
Yeah, right. No, she didn't seem at all creeped out by it, I swear. I mean, we had a lot of mutual friends, so.
Uh-huh. Well, she agreed to go out.
Yeah.
Right, and so, yeah, so I asked her out, and she said, let's go to a movie or bowling, and I mean, I didn't really care. She's hot.
It's like, I'll go anywhere, whatever. We'll go to jail. It doesn't matter. So cool. Go ahead.
Okay, so while we're on a date, I will say that I got pretty hammered, but I was nervous, you know.
Sure.
So, and you know, I thought she was really enjoying herself too.
Okay.
Anyway, we finished bowling, and because we went bowling, and we hugged. And called an Uber, and they were different, separate Ubers because she didn't want me to know where she lived. But you know, whatever. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So you met there, and then she left. Hey, you know
what?
First
date. Yeah.
For especially someone you met through the comments of somebody else's Facebook post, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
So you enjoyed some drunk bowling, but you felt like she was enjoying herself too.
Yeah, we were both having a good time.
Okay.
I was drinking, she was drinking, we were bowling, I don't know.
Everything was good.
It was fine. Though, of course, sometimes it happens that later as you think, boy, I was not as hilarious as I thought I was. You know, mm-hmm. that does happen.
I don't know. I mean, we haven't talked at all since then. It's been almost a month now.
Okay, so that was a straight up nothing. I'm guessing you reached out again and you never heard anything, hence being ghosted.
Yep.
Okay, so really that's what we have.
Yep.
We also have Emma, who is willing to mm-hmm. explain the whole situation. And in the past, we've done these where they don't want to communicate with the person anymore. She says
she said that she's fine.
So let's see what happens. Anything is possible. this could have been a miscommunication. Yep. Or she wants to explain the whole thing. So, Ryan, we're going to get Emma on. We're going to get you two guys talking to each other, and we're going to see what went down, okay?
Okay.
All right, Ghost Hunters, next, all the answers.
The K92 Morning Things. Ghost Hunters.
Okay. They had a night of drunk bowling.
Maybe it happens.
It does happen.
And yeah.
It sounded like it was a fun time, like it was a great time.
It did. And Ryan went out with Emma. We get the whole story. They went bowling, drinks were had, and then Ubers were taken, separate locations. Have not been heard from in a month after that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold on to hope. Let me throw this out here.
Fingers crossed.
Miscommunication. Yep. Something. I don't know. Lost phone number, phone fell in a toilet, something like that. And
but they did meet through Facebook, so it's kind of like you can see when someone's updating their profile. Yeah. You know,
Monica, the kids today. This is how they do it. I have no idea. So we welcome back Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Okay, so we have Emma, and she said, yes, I'll come on, and I am willing to talk. That's why, again, I'm sending out the good vibes, but we'll see what happens. Hello, Emma.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
So we got the rundown of the date. There was bowling. There was drinking.
Yes.
And then there was radio silence after that.
Yes.
So go ahead and where are we from
What's
here?
What's the deal?
Yeah, what is the deal?
Ryan, let's keep it short and sweet.
Oh, boy.
One, you were drunk during our date. Two, I feel like you showed up drunk.
Wow.
We did have some fun, silly moments, but what you fail to remember is calling me fat.
Wait, I did what?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You told me that I could stand to lose some weight and buy some better clothes. Like, really? According to you, I dress like a sailor.
Okay, wait, hang on. Ryan, what do you say?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry if I did that, but you know, by the way, you were dressed like a sailor. A sexy little sailor.
Oh, God, just don't, Ryan. I'm done.
What?
Learn how to talk to women. See you later.
What? Just being honest.
Emma?
Okay, she is gone.
She says short and sweet. Short
she
and simple.
Did. I don't know if it was, that was not sweet, but it was short.
It was very short.
Oh, and I had my fingers crossed.
Well, so you don't remember saying that, or did you say something like that?
I don't know.
Because sometimes maybe the way you said it made her feel like you were calling her fat, and maybe you're like, oh, you're... Because did you say thick, maybe? Or I don't know. I'm trying to help you
I guess the bigger question or concern for me is, Ryan, were you so drunk that it's possible that this happened and you don't remember? Like, were you drunk enough to where things happen that you don't remember?
Maybe. I mean, I was
that
just
means
so
yes.
nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That means
did
yes.
you show up drunk?
No, I wouldn't show up drunk.
Okay. I get it. The nerves make people do very stupid things.
Yeah.
What does a sexy sailor look like? Would she have like Popeye's outfit on? What's going on here?
She had like a scarf thing with a button down, and there was like sort of a deep plunge.
Oh.
It was hot.
Okay.
So it was a compliment, but maybe the way you said it while being drunk. I don't know.
I think this is what happens if people try to make jokes.
Yeah.
They say things like, you look like Papa the Sexy Thick Sailor. You see, you say something
and then
she's
like that. What did you just say?
Mm-hmm. You called me fat.
Yeah.
You called me Popeye.
So that's what she heard, but he was thinking, oh, I'm calling her sexy. She's vibing off of it.
But you don't remember that at all.
I mean, I remember a little bit.
Okay.
I called her a sexy thick sailor or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So something like that.
So thick was in there.
I don't think he meant bad by
it. I don't think he, because you sound like you really, because you reached out to us to find out what happened to her.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Ryan, I apologize I got your hopes up because I got my hopes up.
A miscommunication. Maybe there's still, I don't think
see,
so.
See, it all comes back to Antoine and his dumb, we got to communicate better thing over here.
Emma hung up the phone. I don't think there's resurrection.
But you're right on that. It was a miscommunication. It feels like it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. So you're going to need to lay off the booze there just a little bit. I know you were nervous and it happens. I've seen it happen.
Or cut off two drinks, you know?
Yeah.
Just cut it off.
We're going to call this one lessons learned, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No argument here.
And the biggest lesson learned of all the lessons today, boo, is that Antoine was right.
Thank you.
Communication is important.
The K92 Morning Bang's $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Styled by Uptown Cheapskate.
Love me some Pop Quiz. It's like being a game show host.
It is.
I like
that.
Yeah. I like me some Uptown Cheapskate as well.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome
Fantastic
having them back.
Store.
Yeah, cash for clothes. Cash on the spot.
There's always a deal.
Yeah.
And follow them on Instagram too, especially if you're looking for our outfits. They kind of match them up.
Yeah.
If you're trouble.
Uptown Roanoke. So you go to facebook.com/UptownRoanoke, too. That's where you get your three free answers. They're also available on your K92 radio app. We'll put them up there for tomorrow's game.
Yep.
And, coming up, by the way, because with Uptown Cheapskate, it's big on kind of being good with the environment and recycling because we're repurposing clothes. Earth Day is a big time for that.
Uh-huh.
So on Earth Day, which is the 22nd, 20% off. One product in the store. Pick whatever the heck you want.
Anything. Ooh, anything in the store. 20% off.
I tell you what. Wow. Always a great deal.
Exactly. So let's get our friend Deshaun in Covington in here. Good morning, Deshaun.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Let's start with a $1,000 winner. Very first day. That'd be pretty cool.
Let's give it away.
That would be.
She's like, it would be because it's me. So, yes, I can guarantee you on that one. All right. So, Deshaun, here's how this works. You will have 60 seconds to answer as many of these questions as you possibly can. And every answer you get right is $10.
Yep.
You can pass. Thanks. And we'll come back if there's time.
Okay.
Deshaun, did you go get your three free answers?
I couldn't find it, so I just hope I'm really smart this morning.
Okay.
Okay. All right. She's feeling good. She's feeling good.
So for everybody else, just so you know, your three free answers, they're on your K92 radio app. So you download that. There's a little menu bar. You click the little three lines, and it'll pop down. Or if you go to facebook.com/UptownRoanoke, they are there as well.
Yep.
The ones for tomorrow are there, and they're ready to roll.
Be sure to get them.
But today is all that matters. So, Deshaun, here's the deal. Like I said, 60 seconds. Your timer will start when I finish reading the first question. Get them all right. You get a grand. Otherwise, it is $10 a holler. So we'll go. Yeah, absolutely it does. Okay, here we go. Good luck. Ooh, not that. Not yet. Stop. Here we go. Okay, everybody ready? Deshaun, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Here we go. Good luck, Deshaun. Timer will start when I finish reading this question. And Monica, you be in charge of the yays and the nays, okay? Actor Matthew McConaughey does commercials for what car company?
Lincoln.
Yep.
What movie is the quote, "I see dead people" from?
Sixth Sense.
Yep.
The movie Bohemian Rhapsody is about what rock band?
Mars.
No. Who did Brock Lesnar lose to at the most recent WrestleMania?
You can pass.
Okay. True or false, womp womp was recently added as an official word at dictionary.com.
True.
Yes. Yep. Peter Dinklage plays what character on Game of Thrones?
You can pass.
Pass.
Right. What Desperate Housewives actress recently pled guilty in the college admissions scandal?
Felicity
Huffman? Yep. Who won Record of the Year at the most recent Grammy Awards?
Oh, God, I didn't watch it. Pass.
What actor plays Shazam in the new Shazam movie?
Pass.
Okay.
Got 40.
Four?
Uh-huh, $40.
$40. Okay. Yeah, I see what you did there. It was right at the last minute. She's like, all right, I'm going to try to open up and get the free answers, and you got them for tomorrow's game. $40 right there, Deshaun. So hang on. We'll get you your money. Mm-hmm. Everybody else. So your three free answers are there on the app. You can get them on Uptown Roanoke's Facebook page as well. And we will do this every day at 8 o'clock for
Please
a while.
Please get the free answers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Get the free answers. Get ready. Thank you, Uptown Cheapskate. Pop quiz is done for today.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, I don't know how y'all feel about it, but researchers, they say that guys with big beards have smaller,
Hey, what's the definition of a big beard? Okay, I don't have a big beard. I'm not worried about it. Never mind. I don't have a big beard.
It's like, cool, and I'm shaving what I have today.
They're saying the hairier guys are perceived to be, you know, more masculine, but in actuality, they don't have.
Huh.
A lot.
Well, as someone who is not a hairier guy, I say this is all very
I like how now y'all are like, I don't have any hair. Mm-hmm.
I have a beard to go with my bald head, but it's a very small beard.
I don't know.
I'm getting the rest of this waxed off.
That's to prove a point. That's what they say, though. That's what the research says.
So big beards.
Big beards, lots of hair. It doesn't really mean anything.
That does.
But I don't know.
I would kind of, that's how I would profile an individual like that. I really would.
Yeah.
If it was one of those things where they had the big beard and maybe a big hair with a ponytail, I would think sort of a man gut and then, well, where's Waldo?
Well, there you go. That's what research says.
If it's science, then
science.
They say it,
Diddy, he had to apologize. He admits that he called J-Lo and A-Rod and apologized for commenting on her Instagram picture. Because, you know, J-Lo, she takes lots of sexy pictures.
Yes,
she looks
does.
Great.
Yeah, did he call her thirsty or something?
Well, Diddy, all he said was OMG to her picture. I think he gave like a little heart emoji.
Okay.
Well, Alex, her boyfriend, her fiance, he was right behind that comment with "Lucky me."
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah. So, you know, and the fact that Diddy is an ex-boyfriend to J-Lo.
Yeah, that, oh, see, I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
they dated, dated back in the day. I think they were like kind of, it was close. Like it was, you know, potential to be marriage right there.
J-Lo. He wrote Alex after that. He was like, I didn't mean anything, but I have nothing but respect for you guys. I'm so happy for you guys. Blah, 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 blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
J-Lo also addressed the cheating allegations.
Oh, yes, she did. Oh,
it doesn't matter. I know what the truth is. I know who he is. He knows who I am. We're just happy. We're not going to let, like, other people come out and tell us what our relationship is. I know what our relationship is.
I don't trust A-Rod.
I love her voice so much.
I do. I like her voice. I feel bad for her. Yeah. She keeps rolling with bad boys.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And A-Rod, even though he's very smooth.
He's too smooth.
He's too freaking smooth.
He's too smooth.
No hair.
Oh, boy. Here we go. And we're back.
Is that why he's so smooth?
Oh, no. Don't get struck by lightning bolt.
So it's Antoine versus Monica.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our contestants they hung up. So there's an open line if you want to play in the game. We'll start with Jordan. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing all right. Jordan, your choice, Monica or Antoine, to play the lightning bolt for you today.
I'm going to go with Antoine.
Okay.
Ooh. All right, Jordan.
Antoine and Jordan will team up. Hang on. Let's see who this is. K92, hello. Who's this?
Tommy.
Okay, Tommy, it's you and Monica, baby. The romance that was meant to be.
It's back on, Tommy.
It is. The romance is back on. Monica and Tommy. Lightning bolt. Antoine, you were chosen first, so it is your choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game?
I would like to go first, please.
Okay, first for you. So Antoine stays, Monica leaves.
Get out.
We send her to the soundproof chamber. Two different rounds. And you just rattle off as many things as you can in the category.
Okay.
Scores do carry over, so every single answer matters in your 15 seconds, Antoine. Here we go. Round one. Dumb or annoying things that your boss might say. Go.
You have a meeting today. Why were you late? Can you finish that memo? Can you send that memo? Did you get my email? Can you pick up my lunch? Who left the refrigerator door open? Do you fail my taxes? My kids are doing great. I want to talk about my wife.
I'm pretty liberal. I counted all those. So that is a 10 right there. 10 spot for you. Because also, I believe you can argue anything a boss says is in fact annoying. So it really doesn't matter.
I agree.
So, yep, okay. Here we go. I am retrieving Monica Brooks from the soundproof chamber. She is wandering back in with her pantyhose on her head. In some sort of hair wrap formation. Antoine got 10 to start. Monica?
All right, not bad, not bad.
Here we go.
Light 10, you got this.
Yeah, I think you can equal that. 15 seconds to give me dumb or annoying things that your boss might say. Go.
Get to work. Don't do that. You're in trouble. Come to my office. Sit down. Let's see. Where's my email? Did you send that off? Let's see. Don't go to lunch. How long was your break? Get to work on time. Leave early.
Okay. Leave early was after the buzzer, so and that would never be annoying. No, please leave early would never be a problem, so I wouldn't count it anyway. You got 10.
Oh, so back out.
Yep, back out again. We're all tied up, though.
I kind of had an objection to something she said, but
which was
I'm gonna
what?
Let it go. She one of the early ones she said was get to work, and the last one was get to work on time. Like, really?
Those are both annoying, though. And slightly different. And I counted everything you said, so.
That's true.
I said your taxes. Protest has been denied. Too bad. 10 to 10. So everything matters here, Antoine, and especially for you, because all Monica has to do is tie you in round two.
Yep.
Round two, 15 seconds to give me bucket list items.
Skydiving, cliffhanging, hang gliding, swimming with sharks, riding a bike, going to a basketball game, going to Italy, going to France, having kids, getting married, getting divorced, graduating, driving a car, getting a tattoo.
Okay. Again, I'm very liberal with my scoring, so I count all of them. 14. Not bad. I do think it could be equaled, though, so we shall see. Go ahead and Monica Brooks, come on back. Coming back.
Or take your time. Or not.
He got 14, Monica. 14.
Crap.
I think it can be done, though.
Yeah, it's light 14, too.
And you need to get 14 because it was a tie, and all you need to do is tie. And then you and Tommy We'll go out this weekend together with whatever the prize is. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. 15 seconds, Monica Brooks, to give me bucket list things. Go.
Skydiving, Rocky Mountain climbing, jumping out of off a roof, swimming, learning to row, learning to drive, driving a truck, speeding. Let's see, NASCAR racer, becoming a football player. I don't know. Shoot.
Okay. Ugh. I counted all the ones you said, and that got you 10. I'm sorry.
Jumping off of a roof.
Jumping off of a roof. Yeah. Interesting.
For some people, you may be like, I just want to jump.
Boy, I just want to look at that roof.
Look at me jumping.
I just want to jump off. I'm going to do it before I die. I'm jumping off of that roof.
Hey, Steve, you see that roof?
I'm going to jump
That's
off
all
that
me,
thing.
Steve.
Yeah, I got that.
And then if you could drive me to the hospital and break my legs, that would be fantastic. You started with the song and then you left. You could have gone 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu and all those things. But nope. Sorry, Tommy. The love affair is over again. Congratulations
Tommy.
To Jordan.
Good
you
job, Jordan.
The big winner.
K92, all the audio that matters. It's viral audio on the K92 Morning Thang.
Oh, this clip drove me crazy this morning, Monica.
What?
It was like pulled right out of my life. I have to deal with this with my children all the time.
Okay.
This tennis broadcaster, this tennis for the most part is, well, it's quiet and boring. So when they're announcing, they don't really talk during the actual back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Yeah. Like you're not even supposed to. And this broadcaster, all he was doing was eating, and you could hear it.
Smacking.
Yes. Oh, my God. It was driving me crazy.
I can't deal. What?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Enjoy your nuts afterward. You're working.
Yeah, that's like, terrible.
Why is he eating into his own...
That's all you can hear.
...microphone. Mm-hmm. I know. And he... That's a point for Igor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know, it's every day. Cheez-Its and Goldfish.
Yeah, and it's so loud.
Always with the
so
smacking,
loud.
Too.
Mm-hmm. But how many chips you got left? How many?
I know. And I always... My son, because he does it to me every day, and I swear he... What feels like in my head... have been 1,000 goldfish have been pounded into my skull. And I look and the bowl is still almost full.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, that was like two?
I know. It's like, I think you're done. I think you're done. I
got all the taste out of it. Got all the taste out of the goldfish.
Avengers huge in the news right now.
Yes.
Is the movie, is it next weekend?
No.
Or the weekend after?
Weekend after. 24th.
Okay. But Antoine actually has some connections, and he is going to see the movie 2 days in advance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you will get exclusive reviews here on the thing. No spoilers. Because Monica's not going to see it, and she would ruin everything for you. what is interesting is some of the people in the movie don't really know what happens.
Correct.
Because, you know, you shoot your scenes, you don't really know what the end is, and then Chris Hemsworth shares... This is interesting, is while shooting Avengers, he was also shooting a bunch of stuff for the next Thor movie.
Yeah.
So he had no idea.
No, I have not seen the film, and I do not know really how it ends. Because we shot the number three and number four, Infinity War and this, over 8 months, back and forth from, you know, both films and overlapping. And in the end, it was just kind of like, and it was being written while we were shooting, and the other one was being edited.
Yeah, so they just they have no idea what's going on. Jeremy Renner, who is Hawkeye in all of this stuff, there have been rumors from Variety magazine that there is going to be a Hawkeye TV series on the new Disney streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And
Disney Plus.
Part of that. And he was being coy, but basically saying yes, because it's from Variety magazine.
Look at their name. They have a variety of stories.
Uh-huh. Right?
So they have lots of different things to say.
They do, yeah. But generally, I mean, they're not a tabloid. They're pretty usually right on things.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Yeah. They are right on?
They could be.
Uh-huh.
With their stories, the variety of stories that they have. I don't know anything about
lots of variety.
Yeah.
Many variety items. Monica has a thing for us. We're talking about Jeremy Renner and creatures and the Beast and all this stuff. And she likes robots and creatures and monsters. You sort of have a crush on them.
Yeah, so Optimus Prime.
Maybe you will be attracted to this guy because he is able to do a very good job imitating text-to-speech robot voice.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Hi.
When I was a child,
he's reading the Flash.
Killed by something
intro.
Impossible. My father went to prison for her murder. Then an accident made me the impossible. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist.
No, you're shaking your head. No.
No, I actually would be tempted to walk by and spill his coffee.
Oh.
Yep. Like nope, stop. Bah.
Jeez.
Yep. Don't like that.
A bit unnecessary. We will end with a dog who really loves Chris Stapleton music. Or really hates Chris Stapleton music. I'm not sure.
Alexa, play Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, yes.
Take it, dog.
That's love.
You say it's love.
That's love, because he hit the right note. He's trying to find the notes.
Heart emojis.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, if I could train my beagle to do this. She can't hear nothing now, though. You
just yeah, see?
And hit that note right
love
there.
Yep. Right there.
Yeah,
I like
when
that.
He hears Chris, he's like, yes!
Like, that's my dog.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.